Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak with Donald Schultz.
Oh, he's not at this number, but I'm his mom.
Oh, you're his mother.
I'm his
I'm sorry.
mother.
Yes,
Yes.
I'm his. I'm looking to speak with his mother. My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Notebook Writing. Donald actually gave me your number to speak to you. You're based in Canada, and you're looking for ghostwriting a memoir for yourself.
Okay, like
Correct?
I know I've talked about it. It's just hard to get going on
No worries.
it.
Well, I've been in touch with Dawn from the last 1.5 months. We've been discussing about your book. Now, finally, he gave me a number and he told me that I can talk to you so that you can elaborate your memoir a bit more. And
Okay.
for the remainings, I'll talk to Donald and I'll have this taken care of with him.
Oh,
So I would love to
okay.
explain you a bit more about our processes, what he told me. Procedures
Okay.
and what you need to do from your side in case if you want to jump on board with us.
Okay.
Okay, before that, do you mind me asking, what is your book all about? When you say it's your memoir, so I do understand it's your memoir, but what parts of your life or what events in your life you have been through that you would like to add in this book?
Okay, now where do I start? I can start with my parents, or I can start with me. I was born in Sweden, okay, and then January 1938. So
You were born in
then,
1938.
yes,
Oh, wow.
January. So it was. I just missed 37, and so. I don't know, I can do a real quick recap if you like. I don't know really how much I should say.
No worries, no
Like, I can tell you my whole story in a few words, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I just want to listen. I just want to listen what sort of parts you'd like to cover in the book. Like, you want to cover your
Okay.
teenage parts, you want to cover, when you were back in elementary school, or do you want to tell your complete life story as and make it an inspirational book for others? Now, of course, there would be something in your mind, like what you have been through, you would like to add in the book. So I'm just trying to understand that idea. What's in your mind? Why do you think this is a good book? Or what do you want to write in this book?
Okay. Now I'll try and be quick, okay? And
No worries.
now, because I've told my story to my son a few times, okay? And my daughter too, that when my parents met in Vancouver, BC, okay? And this is the only way that I can start this. And you can tell me what parts you want, if that's okay with you. Okay. So my mother was from Finland and my father was from Sweden. Okay. And they met in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And then they got married there. Then before the war broke out, they had to go home. Like, my father had to go back home to Sweden and my mother to Finland because something to do with the passports. So anyways, they ended up going back to the old country, say, Sweden. Then the war broke out and they couldn't come back to Canada. Then in the meantime, they were expected, I was born just after. Just before the war. So they had me, but they couldn't come back to Canada because of the war. But my mother, she died after I was born. So my father, he was on his own. Then he ended up getting a business. He then got, yeah, this is all about me though, isn't it? So, and we ended up coming back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I say we. I had been born in Sweden. So when we came to Canada, he remarried, or like he married again, a woman who had a child. So I had one stepsister.
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, this is when I'm trying to say things really quickly, but at the same time, these are things that happened in my life. And so I don't know how much should I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I completely understand where you're coming from. Okay, so what I understand from your conversation so far is that you need a book that is completely based on your life history and says everything about you and how you were and, you know, what happened to you and how things were in your life back at that time.
Yes.
Okay, so this is all it. This is what I was looking for. I'm just looking for an idea to understand where you're coming from. So no worries, we can help you write this. Now, let me just give you a quick overview of how we write books and what will be our next steps and what we would require from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now here we are offering you ghost writing service. Now, ghost writing service is a very simple and easy service. How would that work is after you're on board with us, that means after you complete the formality, sign an NDA, sign the agreement, you pay for it, and you come on board with us, we would give you a team. We would assign you a team that would hold, that would consist of a writer, an editor, a designer, and a publisher, okay? The writer would speak to you over the phone, all right, would interview you multiple times, like you're telling me this story right now. He would note points from there and accordingly would go ahead and sync with you on your idea, okay? Once the writer is synced with you, the writer knows what you need in the book, what parts of your life you would be covering in the book, all right, from top to bottom. He knows everything about who you are and how things were back at that time. He would then help you plot the story. Now, it's possible that he might not start the story from, you know, chapter number one when you were born, or maybe when you were in elementary, or maybe, you know, when you were in high school. He might not start from there. He might start with when you were 60 years old, what happened at that time, you know? Because nowadays, books do not go very simple, you know? You don't have to create a book that starts with once upon a day there was a, you know, lady, Mrs. Salt, living, you know, in Canada. So this is not how books start, all right? You need to create some integrity, some storyline of the book, and this is what we are good at. So we would write the book for you. We will plot the story for you, divide your story in different chapters, show it to you in a form of an outline first. Once you approve the outline, all right, we move on towards the writing part for you, write each chapter for you. If you do not approve the outline, we would do the changes for you, make sure it's up to the mark until you like it. And once you and the writer approve the outline, we do the writing part. We write each chapter for you in about a week, share it with you, show you this is what we are writing. You give us your feedback if we are in the right direction or not. If you're not in the right direction, we would revise it back and forth. You have unlimited revisions, so you can ask for changes as many times as you want. And once you're satisfied, we move on to the next chapter. Then to the third chapter, to the fourth chapter, and so on and so forth. We hope you complete the complete book. Okay? Now, this is a very hefty process. This is a very long process. It would take at least 2-3 months for us to go ahead and create the book. So in that amount of time, you'll be in touch with us. Now, I completely understand you're 85 years old. So, of course, you know, calling you every day might not be a good thing. So we would schedule weekly calls with you. All right. We would share things with you over the email. Whoever your account manager would be, I will ask her to stay with you over the phone and ask, you know, help you open the emails. I feel that you're not so computer-friendly lady, all right? You might need help with that, opening up your emails, reading it out for you. So we'll go ahead and take care of this hard part and be your hands to complete the book. Now, of course, throughout the complete process, there will be different things you would share with us about your life. We would put it in the story step by step, all right? Then referencing will be covered. Then a book cover will be designed for you, front, back cover, and spine. It's possible we might put your picture on the cover, all right, and share it with you to tell you this is how it's looking like, or maybe we can come up with a different idea. On memoirs, normally we ask the authors to keep their pictures either on the front cover, either on the back cover, so the reader knows who the book belongs to, or if he's reading a life story of someone, how does a person look like, you know? So that's important too. So we would give you an ideas on that of how things would move forward, what would be better sorts of covers for you. And once that's done, we would hope you to publish the book on Amazon. So it's completely up and up. It will be available in ebook, paperback, and hardcover. You sitting in Canada can buy it. Your son sitting in U.S. can buy it at the very same amount of time. Your family members can have a look at it. Your friends can look at it. Or you can refer anyone to the book, and they'll be able to buy it right then and there and can read your life story.
Okay.
Your job would be to sit back, relax. Once in a week, give us your few hours, couple of hours, just to give us your feedback if we are working in the right direction or not. If not, ask us to revise things back and forth. We'll do that for you. All right? There is no harm in revising things for you, in revising any chapter, line, paragraph, word, page, which is not making sense.
Okay.
So there will be a complete support team that will be guiding you on this. All right, I'm sure you're not good in emails or you're good in checking emails, so that's fantastic. If not, I will have my account manager speak to you over the phone, help you open the emails, read it for you, you know, give you the best support what we can to make you understand how things are moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, completely back in with you. Go ahead.
So, my first question is,
please,
are you in California, New Mexico, or where are you?
We are based in the New York City.
Okay. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
that was just a question I had. I just didn't know if you were in California or not. So
no, we are not in California, but we have offices around U.S., almost 10 offices. Head office is in New York, then we have an office in California, we have an office in Minnesota, we have an office in Boston, Massachusetts, in Texas.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, well, no, I was just wondering who I was talking to. So then, and then my next thing is, I know my son, my daughter too, they do know my life story. But
yeah.
It's Donnie, my son, he's the one that always says, oh, Mom, I wish I could, anyways, for you to tell your story. And so that's why I wouldn't just start when I was in Canada. I would want to start from what I remember when I was little. It's what I, and coming to Canada, to come to America, was a big thing for me. So, I mean, I was like 9 years old when I came here. And it was, there's a lot of things happened in my life that,
so you
my
might,
kids,
so you're a Canadian national now?
Pardon me?
Are you a Canadian national or you're a U.S. national?
No, I was born in Sweden. I'm Swedish.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So my parents met in Vancouver, B.C., but then they went back to the old country. My mother was born in Finland. My father was born in Sweden, and it was just before the war, 1937.
Yes.
They had to go back there. For some reason, I guess with the war breaking out. So I feel that's where my story starts, is where I was born.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, this is a good start. We can start from, you know, the war part, all right, and then, you know, come up to your story. So this is a good idea. Now, again, I won't give you something which I'm not good at, all right? I'm an author myself, but I do not write memoirs. I write children's books. So I will be assigning a team who's excellent in memoir writing, and they would give you better ideas if to start off a book with, you know, when you were at an age of 60 is much more better, or maybe when the war part was back in 1937 when the war began, this is a good idea to start with. So they will give you ideas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Creative ideas. You know, we need to keep this unique from different memoirs.
And then, of course, my mother died after I was born. So then I was, and of course my father had to work. So it was a dramatic, you know, and me not knowing it, but I can just imagine how it would have been for the war to break out. Your wife died, you have this child that was just born. So I, you know, those are things I've lived with knowing, and mm-hmm. I guess those are stories that I told my, you know, my son and my daughter. And so to me, those are just my life. You know, that's how I began. Just, so that's all I can say. And then we came to Canada after the war. My dad, he had been in Canada when he was young, and he always wanted to come back to Canada. So after the war, this is why we ended up in Vancouver, B.C. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's too long of an explanation, I guess.
No, that's excellent. See, you need to throw maximum information to us, all right? We will mm-hmm. love to help you. We will tell you which information is important, what you should add in the book, and what you should flush out. All right, so uh-huh. throw out maximum information that you have in your mind. All right, it's our JD, it's our job to go ahead and guide you with the best. So, again, you know, you were the person that witnessed it. So, you know, we need maximum from you that can give us an idea of what happened at that time, you know.
And I, you know, I also know that, you know, I only have my two children, and they're really interested. They always wanted to know my story. So I guess this is where my son, he always...
They're very faithful children. I mean, your son is very interested. He's putting in money to go ahead and, you know, create this book and, you know, let you go and tell your story to others. So I really appreciate that, you know. I mean, God gives a son like this to everyone.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
He's a very sweetheart. That's great. So
he really is. He's the most, you know, he's very sensitive, and he's always been so, so very good to me. You know, it's just that he lives down there and I live up here. So, anyways.
Ups and downs are the part of life, so. That's how it is. You know, some people are living far from you, but they're not far from you, all right? He is very sweetheart, and, you know, I'm telling you, it's been 1.5 months he's been talking to me that I would go to Canada, I will be with my mother, then I'll ask you to call in, you can hear the story from her. And today, even though he spoke 30 minutes with me, all right, for your book, so I feel him much more interested, you know, to publish this book and to bring your story out so that others can read it. So that's a really great thing. You know, you've got very good, faithful children over there. Now, I assume that I'm making sense in reference to the process, how it works, what you're supposed to do, all right, how we would move forward. Did I create a good picture in your mind, or did I make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just made it really hard for me.
Really?
You know, there's days when I can tell my story in a sentence, and then there's days when I tell my story in days. So, because a lot has happened in my lifetime to bring these stories, you know, I know that.
We're quite patient with it. We are quite patient with it, all right? We understand that one phone call might not be enough for you to go and explain your story. So we
Absolutely.
Are not impatient at all. We would speak to you multiple times. In fact, what I would recommend you is if you have a cell phone, if you use cell phone, if you're good at it, in every cell phone you see voice memos, you know, where you can record yourself, you can record your voice, you know, you can record your thoughts. So 90% of authors, what they do is if they want to tell a story, they record themselves, all right? They do video recordings, they do audio recordings, they record themselves on their cell phones, on their phones, on their laptops, all right? Tell their stories, all right, with all what they have in their mind, all right? I've seen a lot of clients throwing out irrelevant information, which is not regarding the story they're telling about their family members in 20 minutes recording. But that gives me an idea of how things move forward, you know, of what your story was, what was the scenario at that time that made you do that or that made you take that decision. Now, if your parents traveled to Vancouver, BC, so it's due to the war, right? So there was a reason. Now, if you wouldn't have given me the war reason, I would have been thinking, why did they travel to Canada? Did they go over there to make a vacation? Did they go over there to celebrate their honeymoon? Or did they go over there, you know, just to visit someone? So we never know.
Yeah.
So that's really important. The background is really important. As I said, we would use you to collect all the information from you. And trust me, once a final format of this book would come in, you would love it. All right. In case in future, if there will be a possibility, we would try to make an audible version of this book too, so that people can listen to your story if they're not interested in reading it. You know, it's a very good idea of narrating a story or maybe reading a story and make it available in audible version. You know, blind and dumb can also hear your story.
Well, it, not only that, it's more. I only have two children. I've only got one grandson, and I think they're the only ones that are interested in it.
You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of authors. See, it's 21st century. All right, ma'am, it's 21st century. Nowadays, people are not running after Harry Potter. People are not running after any sort of fairy tales. You know, Tooth Fairy was a concept back 30 years ago when I was a child. You know, so nowadays things are very different, okay? There is no more Dragon Ball Z, there is no more of those cartoons anymore because children are looking at things from a different perspective. They're not interested in any fairy tales, they're not interested in any fictional stories. They're interested in reading non-fictional stories, true life stories, what people have gone through so that they can learn from it, all right? What people have been through, how their lives were. All right, when there was no technology, when there was no phone calls, when there was no email options available, how they lived their lives, how they used to travel, all right, and this is what is their learning. So
yeah.
If you're thinking that your book is not a good idea, trust me, don't think on this because you never know, right? It's possible that you just put it on Amazon and on first day you see 500 people reading the book because there are thirsty readers out there looking for non-fictional stories.
Well,
and trust me, that
people like to read. You know, people do like to read.
Of course,
and
of course. I'm a person that's into non-fictional stories. I read a lot of autobiographies, and I have about 300 authors sitting with me, all right, working on different projects. So if I like a book, if I like a book and if I have it available in my office, you know, I just raise my hand, and everyone in our team, 300 authors, who are writing books on an everyday basis can see which book I'm reading, and they would maybe start reading the same book after a week. And that's the same thing they do, all right? If they like a book, they, you know, stick their hands up in the air and tell them this is a book I like. And then every author that is sitting beside in the same room, all right, starts reading it. So it's possible that without any marketing, you get some sales from mine, all right? Maybe if I just take your book in my hands and shout out loud, I have 7,000 people following me. I have 7,000 people reading my books on a weekly basis. I'm a published author, publishing books from the last 13 years. I've been writing my own books. So, you see, if I would recommend your book to 7,000 people, don't you think at least 500 would take interest in it?
Well, no one. And I do know what you just finished telling me, but I was wondering why you were telling me this other than I don't even know your name.
Daniel Garcia.
Okay, Daniel. I like that name, too. Okay. So, all right. So, what would you like me to do right now?
That's fine. You can just share your feedback. We had a very detailed conversation. I guess you gave me 25 minutes over the phone. Thank you very much, first of all, for that. I guess Donald would call you in a day or two or maybe today to speak to you about it so you can give your feedback how our conversation was. For the remaining, I'll speak with Donald's to get the process rolling, and I'll assign you the team, and once everything is up and up, we'll connect you with the team, and then you can start with disclosing your idea. Throw all the information that you have in your mind related to your story that you want to add in the book, and, you know, we will take it from there. So put it on our shoulders, and I'm sure we would love to go and take the responsibility of this book.
Okay, then. That sounds like I would like to do it. It, you know, there's another thing that you talk about a book. It's only, I'm just thinking my children, you know, I've got, they're the ones that are interested in my life. So maybe you never know if other people would be. So, okay. We'll leave it at that, okay? It's, I just don't know what I should answer here.
I did not understand you properly. You were breaking up. Can you repeat yourself very quickly? I'm sorry.
I just don't know. Should I say okay to you?
No. I don't want any... It's not that you're saying okay to me and you're committing and, you know, you need to get started with us anyhow. It's not like that. I think I should deal with Donald about this book for now.
I think so.
Donald Hub. I'll tell him what I spoke to you about, how, you know, things were. So he will call you, of course, to get a feedback from you. So give your feedback. If Daniel Garcia was maybe listening to you, did he understand your idea? Did, you know, if you like to do this or not? So you would share your green signal with him. He would give me a green signal, and we'll be all ready to get the ball rolling.
Okay.
So I'll do the formalities with Donald, and I'll whenever we complete the formalities with Donald, we will call you up again, schedule a call with you, with the writing team. So you would prepare yourself. You would sit back with us. They would start the interview, and, you know, take it from
there.
Thank you.
Okay, that sounds good. It gives me an idea. Okay. Very good. You're a good talker, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I do this on an everyday basis, so maybe that's
for you. Okay. That's probably, I would think that's your calling.
Then. Thank you. I appreciate that, ma'am. I hope to speak with you soon, and it was lovely talking to you. What's your name again?
Ruth.
Ruth. All right.
Ruth.
Ruth. R-U-T-H.
Yeah, but my name is actually R-U-T. It doesn't have the H.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I was baptized, it was Ruth. Ruth C. Did Marianne. So, but
now,
people put the H at the end anyways.
Yeah, that's what I felt so. So there's no H.
Yeah.
It's Root, R-U-T, salt. Right?
Yeah, but I've yes. That's my baptized name. But all through school, they put an H on it, so people know me as Ruth. So,
I thought
okay.
No worries, you have a unique name. I'll speak to you soon, Mrs. Salt. I appreciate your 27 minutes over the phone. Take your results.
Thank you for your patience.
No worries.
Okay, then. All right.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.